Hello, everyone. Welcome to a very special commitment edition episode of Bermanology on Letterman Row. I am your host, Jeremy Birmingham, joined today by St. Joseph's Prep 2021 wide receiver Marvin Harrison Jr. Do you like when people say Junior, or you just want to be Marvin Harrison?
No, I like the Junior. I like the Junior. Definitely James.
Marvin, 6'3", 6'4", depending on who you ask, 185-pound wide receiver from Philadelphia who has decided today is the day he's committing to Ohio State. So I'm going to give you the opportunity, Marvin, to start from there. Why Ohio State? Why today? And ultimately, how do you feel to have this decision made and off your chest?
I thought it was the right time. You know, I talked to the coaches, talked to my family a lot. Ohio State's one of those schools that are recruiting heavily. They have good relationships with Coach Hartline, Coach Day. It was just the right time. I think as a person, it was a decision for the best decision for me as a person, not just an athlete. I think that was really the deciding factor for me.
There were a lot of people who assumed that this was the choice you were going to end up ultimately making after your visit to Ohio State in April for the Buckeye spring game.
Yes.
You decided then that you were going to hold off because you wanted to explore options out there. You've added a few new offers. You went down and visited LSU.
Yes.
You visited Clemson. You kind of gave yourself an opportunity, I think, to decompress and make sure you weren't making an emotional decision. Was there a separator, I guess, between the relationship with Coach Hartline and Coach Day as opposed to other places? And what was that separation? Where did they go right, I guess?
They visited my school at least 5 times just in the spring. I was like, I saw them almost every week. It's like, oh, you're back again. And it was just cool to see them keep coming back for me and also Kyle. And it was just, we developed a good relationship, talking on the phone. After camp, so I'll talk to them, send them some of my film, see what I did wrong, see what I did good, and just talk football. And that really went a long way for me and my dad, my family. You know, they really care about me. So that was a deciding factor.
When Marvin says Kyle, of course, he's talking about his quarterback and teammate, Kyle McCord, who is now a future teammate at Ohio State. McCord has been committed to Ohio State since May. How much of a role did Kyle play in this for you, and or did you play in this for him? I mean, which of you guys ultimately was the one that said, hey, we should look at Ohio State? Because prior to you and Kyle committing to Ohio State, I don't know how familiar you are with this, but the Buckeyes weren't really liked in your high school, correct?
Yes, correct.
How did you guys decide? How did this come about with you guys and making this decision?
I think we got the offer the same day when Coach Hartline came, and then they really pushed us hard to come visit. I can't remember what day or when it was, maybe in February or something. They really pushed us hard to come visit, and we visited, and we both like really liked it. And obviously Kyle made a decision a lot faster than me, but I know definitely you both liked it. And for me, him committing there and being my quarterback was huge, you know, developing a relationship with him for 2 years now, going on to our second year together. I'm a junior. Just really went a long way that I know I'll have Kyle with me in the future.
Now, I don't want to make your commitment day about anybody other than you, but the junior in your name is important for people who are football fans who have watched football in the last 20-some years. Your father is an NFL Hall of Fame wide receiver. You couldn't have made this decision without his blessing and his respect for Brian Hartline. I don't want you to speak for him necessarily, but what were the conversations like with your dad after he met Brian Hartline and after he made his first visit to Ohio State in April? He made that visit without you, correct?
Yeah. It's one of those.
So what was it that he saw that he made him think, hey, this is the place that I could trust my son to be developed as a man and as a receiver?
Definitely what you just said. You know, you really trust Coach Hartline. So you know what he's talking about, knows the ins and outs of being a receiver, a football player. And I think he just developed that trust for him. And that was it for him. So
with the addition of Marvin Harrison to the Buckeyes 2021 class, the Ohio State now has 2 4-star or higher ranked, depending on which site you look at, receivers in the mix.
Yes.
there is obviously a thought that the Buckeyes are going to still chase another one or two guys at that position. Was that part of this decision for you, Marvin, and saying, hey, I want to make sure that I know where I want to be. I want to be in Ohio State, so I need to get this done now?
Not really. Coach Hartline actually gave me, so he told me I can wait. You know, wait as long as you can. We're waiting for you, and I just didn't really feel pressured from them that much at all. So it never really meant a lot to me. I know there's receivers that's going to be coming soon. I hope to develop this class, and you know, we got a great 2020 class of receivers, and we're going to be deep in that position. So I'm really special. It's going to be really special to be a part of.
One of those receivers in 2020 is Julian Fleming, who's obviously from Pennsylvania as well and not too far away from where you are in Philadelphia. How is the relationship with you and Julian? And is this something that you guys have had a chance to talk about, this decision? Or, you know, what's the value, I guess, for a player like you to be at a spot where you know your path to early playing time could have been easier somewhere else?
I think me and Julian haven't had, you know, too much conversation, but he did tell me when he's committing beforehand, and, you know, both being from PA, we went to the opening together, did some camps, and, you know, we kind of are going to develop a bigger relationship in the future. Obviously going to the same school and just being a part of, you know, going from PA to Ohio and both being receivers, going to Ohio State, and that's going to be special for the state of Pennsylvania.
Is there pressure? Has there been pressure on you? I know with Julian, him growing up and living an hour away from Happy Valley, it's maybe a little different for you. Philadelphia is certainly Pennsylvania, but it's not Penn State-owned territory. Yeah, no. Has there been any pressure or any pushback from people in your area about the fact that you haven't really paid much attention to Penn State?
Not at all. I haven't gotten anything from any harsh comments or anything about that Penn State or whatever. So that's kind of a good thing.
Most people, I mean, I guess your father played at Syracuse, so is there were the Orange involved, or how did it all come down to saying there's really only one school for me, and that's Ohio State?
So Syracuse was my first offer. You know, that being my dad's alma mater, it's kind of like, you know, I'm not sure if it's safe to push me away, but sure. I didn't really want to follow in his footsteps too much going to Syracuse. So I looked somewhere else, other direction. And then Ohio State was just one of the schools we both really liked a lot. Came early in the recruiting process, recruiting early, and it was just developing those relationships that we get to this point.
How has your junior season gone to this point? I know that you guys have played one of the country's toughest schedules. You've been on national TV a few times. What have you learned about yourself this season as you have, you know, matured, and now as you make this decision, what have you gained insight into yourself?
Me and my team can play with the best teams in the country. You know, we hung right in there with IMG. You know, we suffered two losses from Marietta and Georgia and IMG, you know, our place, but we can hang right with those teams. You know, we have the talent, the scalability. We're coached really well. I think that's our, what people don't know is that we're really coached really well, so they help us a lot. And we know we can play with those teams and we can play at the next level.
As you watch Ohio State push towards a potential national championship and college football playoff berth, what role do you see yourself playing in that offense as it's currently constructed? And what type of, if we're talking comparisons to a current Buckeye receiver, where do they tell you they see your future?
Benjamin Victor, you know, the receiver there, kind of play the same role, but I'm willing to play whatever role they have me there and just trying to win as many games as I can and be a part of something special.
You said that you've been sharing film with Coach Hartline and Coach Day, and they've been giving you critique and you know, constructive criticism or compliments. What is the thing that they've seen on film the most that they've said, hey, Marvin, this is something we need you to lock down by the time you're at Ohio State?
They told me much more like what I need to improve and I probably develop on, maybe develop that relationship after I commit. So they'll tell you more about that later.
As you assess yourself personally, and let's ask you to give a self-scouting report for Buckeye fans who are watching this or listening to this, who don't know anything about you other than your name.
Yeah.
What makes you an Ohio State caliber receiver. And in your mind, where are your greatest areas to still improve?
I think my route running. I run really good routes. I can run after the catch. I think those two would be, you know, my strengths. I can really run routes really well. Find the soft spots and zones, bad coverage. I feel like I can win any one-on-one battle. And then weaknesses, just being more consistent. Like, consistency is huge for me, just being as consistent as I can. I know that's the key to success, really, is being consistent.
There's a line of thinking for some that players who have come up and had parents that are successful, not necessarily even just successful on the football field, but in life, that sometimes you're not as... you're not as tough. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do you ever get that sort of pushback, and how do you fight it?
Definitely in games, people are talking, getting extra shots and everything, but just ignore it. You know, just play it off as football. We're going to play football in between the lines and between the blown whistles, and that's that.
Now that you've committed, what's next for you? What is your goal? You have not been to Ohio State for a game this season. Is that on the docket coming up? Where do you expect to spend the majority of the time heading into next season, your senior season? Do you want to enroll early? Blah, blah, blah. All those things. What's next for you now that this recruiting part of your high school years are over?
We're first going to focus on winning state championship. We're in the playoffs now. It's really important that we go back-to-back and try to be repeat state champions. And then after that, just get better as a player, football player. I was here just become as reach my full potential as a full player, just looking forward.
Well, look, Marvin, we appreciate you taking time to open up a little bit about your recruitment, your commitment with Letterman Row, our readers, watchers, and listeners. Thank you so much for taking this time. Congratulations on your decision. And we look forward to seeing you soon on your next visit to Ohio State.
Thank you. No problem.
Thanks, man.